Hey, this is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. Today I talk about a tree. Well, not one tree, but tree in general. What is a tree? For me, a tree is a symbol of life, beauty and expression of peace, majesty and vitality. The energy I feel vibrating in me, I know is vibrating in every tree. I am one as a tree, and in this knowingness of oneness, I love to hug the tree and communicate with it through the vibrations of energy. I talk to the tree and talk to it about the expression of beauty and stability, which I see in it. I sense the vibrations of liveliness as I put my arms around it. Yes, this is divine oneness. A tree sometimes plants itself, otherwise I can plant it with the seeds contained in the fruit. Sometimes I can take a small branch, an extension of the brush, stick it into the ground, and it grows. In the trees and brush I see the demonstration of wondrous capacity to grow without being watered regularly. In all things I see the revelation of the divine presence. The branches of a tree are extensions from the main body or even from the source. It can be a stem that flows into another, usually larger stem. And now to the word tree of life. This is a conventional name of the conventionalized and often ornate representation of a tree used as a decorative tree, tree of life. I like the live oak trees growing here in the desert of California. They have evergreen rounded leaves with some little pricks at the external rim. The stem of the live oak trees is very strong and alive for centuries. On the grounds of the campus of Gottangel Limited University of Healing, I see various small and huge live oak trees. The fruit of these trees are small edible green glands and are known as acorns. The taste when boiled is very special and mainly appreciated by those few who love that taste. Whenever I see an elderberry tree, I know that there is a stream of water in the ground deep beneath it. The new leaves grow at every springtime. The brilliantness of the white and yellowish flowers is seen far and wide and emanate a strong fragrance. At harvest time, the branches, due to a heavy load of the many clusters of black and red berries, bend down. The black or red fruit, is also called elderberries, grow in drops. The berries are picked and dried. Farmers in Europe know them well and make juice, and the dried berries are used for the tea in the winter. Close to the citadel is a beautiful, strong and high eucalyptus tree that keeps up its green leaves all the year long. I like it very much. Every of these glorious trees is supported by a strong main root and a net of smaller roots keeping up the water supply and the stability of the stem. I enjoy sitting down for a rest in the shadow of these trees and listen to the noise the twigs and branches produce at all time. The sound increases when the wind blows and rustles with the leaves. Nature is for me an unending revelation of life in the wordless trees. I am sure and believe that the trees produce vibrations and sense them about them and talk without words and communicate between them. Well, also a division of a family descending from a particular ancestor is called a branch. This is all what I can tell you today or like to say about a tree. The tree, the elderberry tree, the live oak tree, and the eucalyptus tree. And myself. All is one, All is oneness. All is made from one creator and created in the same way, in the same, for the same purpose, to be alive, have fun, and enjoy life in the atmosphere. This is very wonderful. I like trees and the branches I love very much, and so it is with everything. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.